The Class C Regionals Finals are set for boys basketball. It'll be number one Central Aroostook and number two Dexter. Both won in dramatic fashion. Central Aroostook won in overtime, 60-58. Dexter won on a pocket punt three-pointer, 55-52 over Fort Kent. Nate Richards scored 29 points to lead the Tigers as they stay undefeated and will meet the Panthers on Saturday night. Coming up after these messages, interviews with Braden Bradbury, Jacob Carville, Coach Jason Woodworth of Central Aroostook, also Nate Richards and pocket punter of Dexter, along with Coach Peter Murray.
Since 1946, Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft has been a part of a community, helping generations of Maine families. Now that it's back to school, Rowell's Garage reminds you to slow down and always stop for school buses. Rowell's Garage is proud to provide school bus service for S8068. And when it's time for a new-to-you vehicle or maintaining your current ride, the team at Rowell's Garage gives you superior service, not just during the sale, but after the sale, too. You can trust their ASC-certified mechanics to get repairs done the first time, on time. If you've been searching for a pre-owned vehicle you can depend on, you'll discover a great selection at Rowell's Garage. Come see for yourself by browsing the lot without feeling the pressure of a big dealer. And don't forget their on-site, automatic, state-of-the-art drive-through car wash this fall. See them on Facebook for updates. You can also visit their easy-to-browse website to search for your next new-to-you vehicle. From cars, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks, find yours at rowellsgarage.com.
If you need a place to stay during tourney week, give Charles and a call at 207-992-2820 or visit their website at thecharlesinn.com. Located in downtown Bangor at 20 Broad Street in West Market Square.
All right, so I'm here with Braden Bradbury. Going to catch his breath for a second after that one. I might have to as well. That was quite the game. An overtime action might have been the game of the tournament. So let's just go back to that fourth quarter. Milos for them went nuclear. He had 14 points in 5 minutes. What did your coach talk to you guys about during that stretch of time?
Just staying composed. Don't let their run get the best of us. You know, we got to stay composed. We got to continue to do what we're doing. And that's what's going to bring us out to victory.
No, you guys were executing really well for most of the game. It's just they went a little bit off in that fourth quarter. So kind of talk about your gameplay coming into this one. Can I grab you in a second, Jacob?
Yeah, you
come join on this.
Yeah, bring in.
We got Jacob Carville, who had an insane game. You had this probably the biggest play of the game with that final steal. Let's just quickly get your thoughts on that. And how'd you come up with that and make that play happen?
I have no idea. I was going to go for a dunk just to show it off, but I thought it was fouled, and I just finished it and called it good. We got the W.
Yeah, that made you up by four, and that really kind of took away the game. But what were you – I just asked Brain a second ago, but what were your thoughts leading that fourth quarter when they went on that huge run?
Oh, I was nervous. I thought we were done, but I knew if we kept fighting, we'd pull it off.
So that final play where you guys had an opportunity with 6 seconds left, they obviously got the ball back. What did your coach talk to you about during that little last time out of the fourth quarter?
I don't even remember.
I remember,
keep work hard, play some D.
All right, so obviously that's a really emotional game. What are your guys' thoughts? Now, obviously, you're in regionals. Yeah. So, first of all, congratulations on that. But now you have to come back and play again here tomorrow. What do you guys think about either of these opponents out here tonight?
They're both going to be great teams to play against. And I think, once again, we just work hard, we'll pull off the W.
Any last thoughts, Braden?
Just excited for tomorrow.
All right, congratulations, guys.
After these messages, you'll hear from Central Aroostook coach Jason Woodworth.
Herring Brothers Meats is a family-owned and operated business located in Guilford, Maine. We operate a local retail meat market and a full-time USDA-inspected meat slaughterhouse, smokehouse, and processing plant. The company has been in business since the 1920s and is now run by the third and fourth generation. Herring Brothers has a wide variety of meat products available, from whole sides of beef and pork, roasting pigs, to individual steaks and boxes of wicked good beef jerky.
Hi, this is Elijah Ames from Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln. Are you experiencing pain from sports injuries that are keeping you on the sideline? If so, Ames Chiropractic can help you get back in your game. My dad, Dr. Rick, and I have been working as a team to help athletes get back to the activities they love faster and feeling better than ever. If you're experiencing pain while playing a sport you love, come see us at Ames Chiropractic, and we'll put you on a custom treatment program, which may include chiropractic care, massage, and the Arconia laser. Have you recently experienced a painful sports injury? Utilizing the healing power of the Arconia laser, we can help speed up your recovery time, getting you back on the field. How about a concussion? Yep, we can help your recovery there too. Don't let your pain or sports injury keep you down. Schedule an appointment with Ames Chiropractic today by calling 907-AMES or visiting ameschiro.net. Relief is in sight at Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln, helping you to naturally feel and be your very best.
All right, so I'm here with Coach Woodruff, and wow, what a game, a very emotional game. Let's just go back to that fourth quarter. You guys had been controlling the tempo, but Milos in that fourth quarter for them just went off.
He did, and we really were at a disadvantage because we couldn't switch off onto him because Bradbury and Kingsbury were both in foul trouble. So we had Jake Carville on him, which Jake did a good job containing him most of the day, and I wanted to switch off of him, but we just couldn't do it because of foul trouble. So, I guess the stars were aligned tonight, and it was our night to win, I guess.
What did you talk to your guys about during that stretch to keep their minds right, to keep them in it?
You got to just keep plugging along and just stay the course. We know what we wanted to do, and just keep believing in yourselves and believe in the game plan. And these guys are champions anyway. They've won in soccer. They've won in baseball. It's just it's a hell of a group of kids, and they did a good job tonight. I'm proud of them.
Yeah. Going forward a little bit, let's go to overtime period. And obviously, that's where the money was made, but you guys had a great overtime period, and Carville had a huge steal.
Well, hey, Jacob Carville played like a man tonight. And I'll tell you what, Jacob Carville, I've been at him for 4 years to shoot the basketball. And that's the first time I've seen Jacob Carville shoot the basketball. So hats off to Jacob Carville, and he's one of many reasons why we're moving to the next round.
All right, so Coach, I have to ask this question. A lot of people, obviously you've had an incredible season. You come in the tournament number one, but a lot of people were expecting GSA to come out of this one. So what would you say about that, and how do you feel being coming out on top?
Well, we played the role of the underdog. We accepted that role. I mean, GSA, got to give them credit. They've been here. They're seasoned. They're well coached. They're not scared of the moment. So that's why they're an easy pick. People don't know us. People don't know a lot about us. So we really embraced that underdog role, and we fulfilled it today. Even though being the one seed, I feel right. Like we were still the underdog.
Well, congratulations, Coach. And one final question, I guess, is you guys coming off that emotional game have to come back here tomorrow and play in the regional final.
Yeah, we're going back home tonight to get a good night's sleep, and we're going to sleep in as long as we can. That's for sure tomorrow.
Any quick thoughts on either of these teams?
You know, we play Fort Kent twice in the season. They're a hard-nosed defensive team. I've watched Dexter. They're real deliberate. They're well-coached, and this is going to be a battle. So we got to make sure we get as much rest and stay hydrated and get all kinds of fluids in us, because I got a feeling it's going to be another battle again tomorrow night.
Well, I won't keep you any longer, so you can start that path to rest, but congratulations, Coach.
After these messages, you hear from Nate Richards.
If you are a coach, a booster, a PTA leader, Maine Athletic Fundraising is the choice to help you make money. Maine Athletic Fundraising works with both high school and youth programs of all ages to make you the most amount of money in the least amount of time. No risk, no minimums. Call them today, 207-468-1759, or check them out online, maineathleticfundraising.com.
For all your jewelry needs, go to TJ's Jewelry. We do all our work on site as well as same day ring sizing by appointment. Give us a call at 207-368-3349 or stop in at 7 Mill Street in downtown Newport. Good luck to all our local teams.
All right, so here joined by Nate Richards, who had a game high 29 points and 13 of those coming in the third quarter. You had 8 free throws on the quarter. What got you going, and when did you know it was time to take over tonight?
Well, we got down by 10 points, and I knew I had to take the team. And just made a few threes, and it got the guys going, and we made a good run, and it got us back in the game.
They used a balance of a zone and man-to-man against you guys. What did you guys do to make sure that you stayed on your toes and that you were running your offense the way you wanted to?
Coach just tells us to be patient. And that's pretty much it. Just get good shots.
You guys had a little bit of some foul trouble. How much did that play into the way you guys played the game?
We had a good minutes by Cameron Page. He stepped in and got us a few boards, and the defensively did a hell of a job.
Yeah, so you're taking Dexter back to the regional final. That's going to be played tomorrow, and you guys are going to be going against Central Roostick, who won the game before you, also in dramatic fashion. Any thoughts on them?
They are a terrific team. They're kind of like us, and it's going to be a good show tomorrow.
Yeah, but one more before I forget. I almost did. That last play, Parker Pont, how about that shot off a pass from you? Was that drawn up, or did that just kind of happen?
No, it just happened. I saw him get free a little bit, and I just fed him the ball, and he made a great shot.
Well, congratulations, bud. Good best luck going forward.
Thank you.
After these messages, you hear from Parker Pont.
Please. The businesses. The organizations. The pieces that make up the communities that helped build us. We're Maine Highlands Federal Credit Union, serving, building, fostering our communities for more than 50 years. And now, serving all of Piscataquis, Penobscot, and Somerset counties. Maine Highlands Federal Credit Union. Personal service, shared value. mhfcu.com.
All right, so here joined by Parker Pont, a.k.a. the guy who hit the game winner tonight. Let's just go back to that moment right there. You catch it, you're ready to shoot. What was going through your mind in that moment?
In that moment, I was open, so pulled the trigger.
Done it 100 times?
Done it. We practice it during practice all the time.
Yeah, you had a tough task tonight. Obviously, you're the lead defender for this team, so you typically get tasked with guarding the other team's best player. What was your mindset having to go against someone like Jace Rosselow, who is an incredible player?
He's an excellent three-point shooter, so our mindset was to turn all of those threes into twos.
Yeah. And you guys had some foul trouble. How much did that affect the way you guys played the game and the game plan as a whole?
I mean, yeah, we got into foul trouble pretty early, but we just decided to play smart in the second. We came out and started playing smarter in the second half.
So this season's had a little bit of everything. You guys are going into the regional final undefeated. You're going to be playing against Central Roostick. I've talked to these other guys about that. How do you feel about that matchup coming in?
I feel like we have a great matchup against them. We 1 through 12, we have great players all the time. So,
congratulations, and I can't wait to watch you tomorrow.
After these messages, you hear from Dexter coach Peter Murray.
Celebrating over 50 years of community pride, Lincoln, Maine Federal Credit Union.
There's a spirit in our people, some call a sense of pride, a building, growing feeling that comes from deep inside.
What's your checking account doing for you? Is it just a place to store your money? What if you could earn money with it? At Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union, they offer both high interest and rewards-based checking accounts that do just that. Stop in and open one. It takes no time at all, and before long, you'll not only see a little extra money, but you'll be part of the Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union family, where you'll enjoy the friendly, helpful service they've offered for over half a century. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at LincolnMaineFCU.com.
Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Joined now by Coach Peter Murray, and that one was a barn burner. That one came down to the wire, didn't it, Coach?
Yeah, we made life pretty difficult for ourselves. There a lot of mistakes by us again tonight. And how we're finding ways to survive it. That's the way this team has been all year long. We're undefeated, but we're not a dominant team. And so the idea is we just keep finding ways to win, and that was really a lot of what tonight was. So. A great play at the end. I mean, we actually did have a play set up there at the end, and it was designed for Buggy to take the ball to the basket. But he reads situations, and he knows he's a player. He's a basketball player. He knows what to do, and he kicked it when he should have, and Parker nailed the shot.
Yeah, and let's talk about Buggy Nate Richards. He had 29 on the game. When did you know it was really time to just let him take over?
Well, that's all the time. All right, he's good. He's basically got the green light, but he's that kind of player. He's the straw that stirs the drink for us, and he can affect a game in so many different ways. I mean, we needed his scoring tonight because we were struggling, but a lot of nights he can have a huge impact on the game and hardly score any points. So he just does whatever we need, and tonight it was scoring. So.
Yep, and I talked about you a minute ago, but you guys got Central Roostick coming up. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they had a impressive performance against you before your game against George Stevens Academy. Any thoughts on them?
Yeah, very good. Very good team. Very athletic team. Good in every position. It'll be a huge challenge, and we'll certainly have to play our best game down here to be able to beat them.
Well, congratulations, guys.
Yeah,
best of luck.
Thank you.